Welcome to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by Ambitious Radio. Whether you are a new marketing consultant, national consultant, or someone considering the Ambit opportunity, if you are looking to be motivated, inspired, and uncover what it takes to get to the next level, listening will be well worth the investment of your time. We have weekly engaging conversations with some of today's most influential Ambit leaders as they discuss their successes, failures, tipping points, and other priceless information that you can go apply immediately to your business after listening. Now, here's your host, Doug Parker.
All right, welcome back to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, and I am so excited. We're just coming out of this year's Ambit Energy's Ambition, and it was huge. It was the 10-year anniversary, and you know, there were so many things that we got to see with the leadership of the company. It's always a good time of the year, and I got to meet so many leaders that I've talked to over the phone or seen them, you know, here or there, but I actually got to shake their hands, and we've got another great leader here today with us. We've got an executive consultant that is a Pure Energy Award winner. He has participated in Ambit Cares. He's got over 2,000, I should say almost 2,000 consultants. It'll be over 2,000 soon, and almost 8,000 customers. He is a member of the Comma Club. He was a fast track to senior consultant. Please help me welcome John Truskauskas. How are you, sir?
Hey, Doug, I'm doing great. Hey, thank you for your leadership, and thank you for everything you do, and really appreciate the opportunity to get on the call with you today, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, you know, it's great to see my wife, you know, was great to see you and all the other leaders at Ambition, because my wife made a comment to me yesterday. She came into my office and she said, you know, Ambit is really like a family. Even though most of the people we were talking to at Ambition were not necessarily in our pay line or, you know, anything like that, it was like everybody's one big family. And it really blew her mind because, you know, she has just had some other things going on and hasn't been, you know, plugged into the day-to-day operations. But with that being said, thanks for all that you do. You know, these shows would not be possible without the leaders jumping on and talking about what they've got going on. And so with that being said, let's jump in. Let's talk a little bit just about who you are and kind of what life was like before Ambit Energy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'll just share with you, I started Ambit Energy about 4.5 years ago. And at that time, I owned my own construction company, and I was really working around the clock. And on top of owning the construction company, I was a selectman in the town that I live in. And if you're not familiar with selectman form of government, we don't have a mayor in our town. We have a three-board panel that kind of serves in that capacity, and we run everything in the town. We have a board of finance that takes the finance, but we put together a budget, submit it to them, and we write the ordinances and all that stuff. So it was a busy, busy time of my life. And then in the spare time that I had, and believe me, there wasn't much, I was also committee chairman of our local Boy Scout troop. So most days I would get up at 5 in the morning, and by the time my day wrapped up with all the paperwork and everything else that I had to do, it was almost midnight. And then on my weekends, you know, I'd probably sleep till 7 o'clock or so. And then I would get up and probably put in 8 or 10 hours a day on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, just to try to keep ahead of what was coming the following week. And along came a friend of mine, he shared Ambit Energy with me, and I took a look at it, and I liked it. But let me tell you, I didn't think I could fit one more thing into my schedule. And I just signed up originally just to help him. I wanted to be one of those 6 people to help him get promoted. And I went back to work, and I went to March. And March in New England is one of two things. It's either really, really nice, where it's really, really bad. And that March was a cold, wet March. Went back to work outside. I had to get a job that there was a deadline to get it done. I had to do it no matter whether it was raining, snowing, hot, cold, whatever it was. I had to do it. So I was outside for a couple of days working in mud and water and rain and thinking in my mind about this energy thing that not only did I look at it, I liked it, and I enrolled to be part of it, but I wasn't doing anything. So it was at that point that I decided I better get off my butt and get something going. Started reaching out to friends and family, and then the business started to grow. And so, you know, from someone who was working 80, 90, 100 hours a week and still able to squeeze Ambit Energy in and out the blank spaces of my time, most of it in the beginning was as I was in the truck driving from job to job. And, we'll talk here in a little bit about where I've been able to take it, but that's what my life looked like 4.5 years ago.
Okay. And let's talk about your why, because as you mentioned, I mean, it sounds like you're a pretty successful guy, and for all intents and purposes, you had a good lifestyle. I mean, you worked a lot, but it sounds like you were involved in the community. You enjoyed what you were doing. So when you decided to squeeze one more thing into your schedule, what was your why? Because you got to have a strong why in order to stay persistent and consistent and stuff. So can you elaborate a little bit on what it was when you started 4.5 years ago, and then maybe has it changed at all over the last 4.5 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't share this too often, but I'm glad you asked. So my why, when I originally got started, I'm a single dad. My son at the time was 15 years old, 16 years old, something like that. And I had told him his whole life, no matter what he decided to do, he could be successful if he just put his head down and went to work. And I don't remember the conversation, but somehow I ended up telling him that I got started with Ambit Energy. And so my original reason why is I had to prove myself right. There was no way I was going to let him at that formative age in his life. There was no way I was going to let him watch me fail. And that was what motivated me in the beginning. And you know, he saw the success. He actually joined. He's a regional consultant in the business, well on his way to senior consultant, and he's got several senior consultants under him already. So he's got a pretty large organization growing. So, you know, it's through him watching me be successful that motivated him to take advantage of it when he turned 18 and started building. And now he's, like they say, 21 years old, regional consultant, and just he's working it, not working it as hard as I'd like him to, but he's certainly out there working it and getting it done. So my why changed. When I started the business, I never had any intentions of stopping what I was doing. I enjoy construction. I like excavation. The most frustrating part of the job was some of the different jobs that we did required a lot of inspections and engineers, and I'm a get-it-done kind of guy. And, you know, sometimes up here you got to wait 2 or 3 days for an inspection, and that part was pretty frustrating. And then the employees, because it's a skilled labor type position, you know, the employees don't usually stick around. And then, you know, if we have a hard winter, they'll go do something else for the winter. And so it's hard to keep good employees. So between the employees and all the different inspections and all the different state regulations that we had to deal with up here, I decided to really, after I think about 2 years in Ambit Energy, I decided to really roll back that construction business. I still have it. I still have all the equipment. And it's just a hobby business for me. I do heavy equipment excavation, so I got all the big equipment, bulldozers, excavators, dump trucks, and what guy doesn't like to get out there and dig in the dirt? So I still do it, but it's a hobby business for me. Do the fun stuff, work with the people that I like, do the jobs that I like to do, and keep Ambit Energy my focus. And you know, now my wife, very fortunate to meet probably the girl of my dreams. She's become one of my best friends, and she's still working a 40-hour-a-week job, so now my why has kind of shifted towards helping her step back and be able to enjoy life. And if you guys see me on Facebook, we're traveling and doing a lot of good things, and we want to be able to do more of that, spend more time together, and be able to kind of enjoy life. Both of us have worked very hard up to this point in our lives, and we want to kind of step it back a little bit and go do some fun stuff.
You know, I know the exact feeling that you've got there, and you know, I always, you know, go between the working hard and making hay while the sun's shining and trying to enjoy life. And you know, I know sometimes if you're not careful, you'll blink and you know, life will fly by. But you know, you mentioned your kiddo, and I say kiddo, you know, 21-year-old young man. Both of my kids are in Ambit as well, and you know, both of them are senior consultants, and they were actually seniors that helped me get to executive. And so you know, the interesting thing that I have seen is a lot of the leaders in this business, their kids have gotten involved as well. And I only bring that up to say that, you know, it's actually, you know, a really cool environment when there's so many people that have their kids and their family involved, because, you know, you're not going to bring your people in that are the closest to you if it's not something that you believe in. And that's an organic way of, you know, kind of showing that it's real, is because, you know, it's what our families are doing as well. And so I think that's a very interesting dynamic that I hadn't really thought about it until you were just saying you're, and I was kind of, you know, kind of getting some common ground with you. But then I started thinking, you know, Coach Allen Johnson, his kiddos are in it. He's got a son and a daughter, and there's several others that their kids are involved in the business. And it just makes sense, or mothers or brothers or, you know, cousins or whatever. And when you get your whole family involved in it, it's the real deal. So that's real interesting. And like you, hey, I wish my kids were taking it a little bit more seriously and working a little bit harder, because it really is such a great opportunity. But you know, sometimes those kiddos, you got to tell them, you know, over and over again before they really pick it up. So, you know, as we kind of continue down this path, I mean, you said you've been doing it for about 4.5 years. You've had some very good success, executive consultant, and for those that might be listening to this show and maybe are not as familiar with Ambit Energy, maybe you're not a consultant. The progression is, when you first get started, you're a marketing consultant, then you get a promotion to regional, and then it's senior consultant, then it's executive consultant, which is very next to the top at national consultant. And so John's done very well and promoted all the way through the ranks, almost to the very, very top. When you meet someone, can you tell me a little bit about what your kind of your invitation or your kind of intro is with them? You meet somebody, they see you, you're kind of moving and shaking. Maybe you're off in the middle of the day and they're used to seeing you work, and they're like, John, what are you doing, man? You're normally, you know, working 10, 15 hours a day. What are you out and about doing now?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So for people that I know, my invitation is a little bit different than the people that I'm meeting in the cold market. So, you know, for people that I know, it's just very simple. Hey, I found something I'm really excited about. I'd love to share with you. And, you know, if you see the vision like I do, there's a chance you and I can make a bunch of money together. And if you don't, no big deal. I just like to get together with you for 20 minutes over a cup of coffee. I just want to show you what we're doing. And if nothing else, just give me your opinion on it. And it's as simple as that. And then, you know, same thing. Some of the people that I've known for a long time and I hadn't seen in a while, it's a little bit different, you know, a little bit of catching up first, and kind of use a similar thing. I start to kind of interview them. I start to ask them questions, and my goal would be to find out what's missing in their lives. I'll give you a perfect example. A good friend of mine, when we opened Ohio, he had two friends out there. And I was going out to Ohio to help launch the state, and he had us sit down. One was a doctor, and one was an outside salesman. And, you know, through sitting down, I just kind of interviewed him, asked him some questions, and I found out the doctor had a young family at home, loved what he was doing, but he didn't like being on call and having to get up and, you know, sitting at home with dinner with his two young children and his wife, and then he's on call. He's got to get up, leave dinner, and then get over to the hospital and take care of whatever he's got to take care of. And the other one was an outside salesman, and while he was very successful, had a 6,000 or 7,000 square foot home, you know, beautiful wife and children, and he thought he was living the good life. But then we started talking, and to find out that he was away from home 15 to 20 days a month, and his kids were growing up without him, I found a couple of things that for each of them, that while they were happy with life and they were, you know, what they thought was living the American dream, there was a little bit missing. And then I was able to talk to them about how I had kind of shared a similar situation, working too many hours, not being able to spend time with the family like I thought I was going to be able to. And I just said to them, you know, I started something a few years ago. It's been able to allow me to spend more time with my family and, you know, kind of change my life for the better. And I'd like to spend, you know, 20 minutes, a half hour with you and show you what we're doing. And so for, you know, for me now, the people that I don't know that well, I'm kind of interviewing them to see what's missing in their lives. And you know what, if I talk to someone and they're 100% happy and I can't dig around through friendly conversation to find out what's missing with them, I don't invite everybody that I talk to. I'm just kind of interviewing, seeing if there's a fit for Ambit Energy in their lives. And then I just ask them to take a look. And if they agree, great. If they don't, it's not a big deal. There's, you know, there's plenty of people out there.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned with the warm market, you know, is that you reach out to people, you kind of catch up with them a little bit and then go from there. And I was eating lunch the other day with Chris Atkinson, and man, he dropped a nugget on me that just shook me to the core. And what he said was, is, you know, when he calls somebody that maybe he hadn't seen them in 5, 10 years, 20 years, whatever the case is, you know, the bottom line is the natural inclination is to call them to catch up, ask them about the kids, how's life, and, you know, you have this 5 or 10 minute conversation about just catching up. And then maybe you talk to them again another day, and then on the third conversation, you spent 30 minutes getting around to asking them, you know, about what they're doing, and they ask you what you're doing, and then you go after it. And Chris said, you know, the reality is you're doing that because you want to kind of build that rapport, because you don't want to just get to the point where you're just calling them to ask them something. And he said, you know what? They cared enough about you not to call you for the last 20 years either. He goes, just get to the point, call them up, and tell them, hey, look, I've got something I'm excited about. I thought about you. I'm, you know, calling you to see if you might be interested in an additional stream of income, and then go from there. And if they tell you no, it's no big deal. But the bottom line is they didn't care enough to call you either. So you don't have to feel bad about just getting down to the point. And it was just kind of interesting to me. So anyway, you know, with the cold market stuff, I like the things you were talking about there. And there's really some great nuggets that you're throwing out here to us. So you know, what would you say is one of the personal habits that's most contributed to your success?
Honestly, I got to say the thing that's contributed the most to my success is personal development and spending time working on myself and all the books that I've read and hanging around with the successful people in Ambit Energy, like Chris Atkinson, Steve Thompson, and so many of the other good leaders. But just being able to pick up a book, you know, I don't spend a lot of time, 15, 20 minutes a day, and just reading through some of the stuff and getting to understand how to become a better me. And as I become a better me, I find myself attracting better people to the business. And that's really what's been key to the success, is just getting in a book every night and reading and reading and reading, and then trying to put the information that I learn out of those books and just trying to put it to task and take action every day towards the goal, which is to get someone to take a look at Ambit Energy.
Man, that was a golden nugget right there if I ever heard one. When you said, as I become a better me, I attract better people, that is enormous. And you know, you mentioned that, you know, you got around a Chris or you get around a Steve Thompson or whatever the case is, and guys, you got to kind of get in there. I mean, at these conventions or whatever, you'll see, and everybody crowds around them, and you got to kind of elbow in there and get up and listen to what they're saying, because other people want to hear it too. But as you become a better person, it elevates you, and then you attract higher level people. And you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So the way to improve who you are is to get around some more successful people and change what's inside your head. So let's talk about, you know, you mentioned books and reading and doing some things. Are there any specific books, kind of while we're on that topic, that you really like that have made a big difference in your life?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch, Doug. And one of my favorite books for somebody getting started with network marketing is called Your First Year in Network Marketing. And it really just walks you through what to expect as you start to build your business. Talks you to about rejection and friends and family and everything that you really need to know for your first year in network marketing. And that's a great book. And that's more instructional than it is personal development, but it does give you some tools to work on yourself and prepare yourself for what's going to happen to you as you start to build your business. And there's so many good books. I think one that I really liked, and it's a long book, and I got to be honest, it took me probably a full year to read it because I read other books as I was reading it. But it's Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within. And it just talks about how to take the power that you have inside yourself and how to turn it into something. And it really walks through the psychological aspect of what happens with you. And the only thing that I'll caution you, there is an audio version, and I know people like audio books when they're driving, and usually I'll read the book first in entirety and then go to the audio. And the Awaken the Giant Within audio is only about 45 minutes, and the book I think is 600 or 700 pages, so it cuts out so much. And so it's so important to me to read the book first and then use the audio as a follow-up. And then I think probably after that, The Slight Edge was one of my favorite books. And it just talks about taking incremental steps towards success. You know, everybody wants that quantum leap. You're here today and you'll be, you know, you start today as a marketing consultant. You want to be an executive consultant wearing a yellow jacket tomorrow. And that's just not how success works. It's step after step after step. And The Slight Edge kind of works you through that. And that's another book that you really have to read the written book first. Because the audio book, in my opinion, there's a story in the beginning of the book, and if you read it, you know what I'm talking about, that's not in the audio book. That story, to me, was one of the most powerful stories. So, you know, do yourself a favor, invest a little bit of extra time, read the book first, and then use the audio version as a refresher. And so that's a few. There's so many more I could go through, but that's just a few to get people started.
No, I love that, and that's great advice. And you know, I think Those particular books, I'm not sure. Sometimes you will see, and I'm glad you brought that up because I've never talked about this on my regular radio show or on this. But we've got a deal with Audible.com where you can download two books for free if you've never done it before, and they're audiobooks. However, you just go to ambitiousradio.com and then there's a little banner there. But the one thing that I think is important is that some books are abridged and some are unabridged. And not that I'm like Mr. Know-It-All or anything, but a while back I was like, what the heck does that mean? Yeah, I'm not even paying attention to it. But the abridged version is just a shorter version and they cut stuff out. And that's a lot of times what you see whenever you're buying a book online or audio, I should say. If it says abridged, that means it's a shorter version. And there's a lot of meat that can get cut out there. And one of the things that I do, I personally prefer to listen to books as opposed to reading them. I'm more of an auditory learner for whatever reason. And so if I hear it, it's more in my brain than if I read it. But the one thing you can do with audio now is you can actually put it on like two times or three times fast. It'll sound like Mickey Mouse when it's talking. However, if you listen to it for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, it your listening speeds up and then it just sounds normal. And then when you listen to the regular speed, it's like, John, what are you doing? So anyway, I highly recommend, I like the listening to it, but I like John's version of reading it first and then supplementing it with listening because, you know, repetition is the mother of learning. And so you got to go over it more than one time. Just because you read something one time doesn't mean you've got it and you've mastered it. So I think that's a great follow-up to that as well. So that's great. Now, are there any other things that you use, any other tools, self-development? Do you go to any, I mean, obviously we just got back from Ambition a few weeks back, but are there other things that you do for kind of self-help?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of, like I said earlier, one of the best things is getting around the leaders. And I had the opportunity the weekend before Ambition to spend the weekend down at Steve Thompson's ranch, number 3 earner in Ambit Energy, along with the number 5 earners, Chris and Debbie Atkinson, million-dollar earner Tim Ullinger, and Impact Award winner Jim and Julie Brochus, and also Denise and Joe Sherwood, who are SCs who are just blowing it off in New Hampshire. And really got to spend the whole weekend with them. And, you know, we talked Ambit Energy, but we also got to know each other on a different level. And I think that helps when it comes to personal development because you start to hear where they come from and they start to share stories of their personal development path, and it just makes it more real. So getting around the leaders, and I also try to take advantage anytime there's any sort of live seminar that's anywhere around us. If we can get to it, I get to it. You know, I don't go to any more than maybe one or two a year, but there's some good informational personal development seminars around. And Deb Cheslow, who's done some Ambit Energy stuff and spoke at Ambition, was up in Rochester, New York, which is about a 6 or 7 hour ride for us. But we went up and took advantage of a full day program she had and got to learn so much. And then just reading, you know, all the positive stuff that you can. You know, I eliminated the news out of my life. I don't watch news anymore. And I used to be a 24-hour-a-day news junkie. I had the news on. If I was home, the news was on. And I wasn't sitting in front of it. I was doing other things, but I was listening to it in the background. And I eliminated that. I eliminated cable or satellite television from my house. I have local TV channels so that I could watch the weather in the morning. But I got to be honest with you, Doug, I can't remember the last time that I turned that television on. And so eliminating all that negativity. And unfortunately, there were some people that I was pretty good friends with who I no longer associate with because they were just too negative for me. And as you start your personal development path, you start to learn how to stay positive, and you start to notice the people in your life that just don't get it. You know, they'd rather complain than do anything about it. And so I had to eliminate some of the people that I was spending a lot of time with, and it just made it so much easier to keep focused on what's important and just keep focusing on making myself a better person and building Ambit Energy.
Eliminate people that don't get it. That's powerful stuff, and sometimes it can be difficult to do that, but the reality is you only have so much time in a day, and you've really got to protect your ears, you got to protect your eyes, what's coming into your brain. And that's really great advice for anyone. You know, it's kind of like when you're growing up and your parents are like, hey, don't be hanging out with them people. They're, you know, and you're like, what? They're good people. No, they're not good people, you know, and it's just kind of how it is. So we talked a little bit about the kind of the cold market and the warm market, how you do those things. Can you talk a little bit about objections? Because I know that you're up in the Northeast area. Can you tell us, you know, exactly what market you're in and then kind of the number one objection that you seem to get from maybe prospective consultants and then maybe customers after that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm in Connecticut, but we work all over the whole Northeast here. And we don't get too many specific objections because the way we go about it, we find a need, you know, find a way to show them how Ambit Energy is going to give them something that they're looking for. And then we invite them to take a look. And you know what? Some people aren't interested and they'll say, hey, you know, that's just not for me. We just ask for referrals. The biggest problem we have is when people get started and don't do much of anything. And what we found after 4.5 years is most of the time it's because, you know, most of the people that we show it to, I usually show it to successful people, business owners, or, you know, people that have had some success in their lives. And I'm not saying you have to focus on that, but that's kind of my circle of influence and people that I associate with. And so most of them get it. The biggest problem is they don't believe that they could be successful with it. And that's why it's so important to get them listening to the daily conference calls, get them to the events, get them to listen to as many of these Ambitious 50 interviews as they can, and hopefully they'll relate to somebody who's in Ambit Energy and had success, or maybe they'll see someone who goes, and they go to themselves, wow, if that guy can do it, I can do it. And, you know, that's why the meetings are so special. You know, you'll see the successful attorneys and cops and, you know, all the business owners that are successful in Ambit Energy, but you'll also see the people that you might think have a lower skill set, and they're still promoting to regional senior or executive consultant. So by getting people around other people that are building it, you can help to build their beliefs. So as soon as we get somebody started in Ambit Energy, you know, I try to sit with them, get them started, but the first thing that I want to work on is building their belief. And I don't spend a lot of time if someone's not interested. I ask them for referrals, and then my goal would be to work through those referrals and then hopefully find someone who's interested and then go back and talk to that person and say, hey, you know what? Geez, your buddy Doug is really excited about this. Problem is he doesn't have anyone that's going to sponsor him. So either you can get started, sponsor him, put $100 in, I'll help you get the money back, or I can just sponsor him myself, and then whenever Doug does, I'm going to make the money instead of you. So I give him a little something to lose, and then I just work with the people that want to build it. So, you know, you said one at the introduction, I got almost 2,000 consultants. I can't work with every single one of them, so I only focus with the ones that feel like we do. And I never push anybody in because what I found is usually it's about timing. They got things going on in their lives. So if you just follow back up with them later on in life, they may join your business in a higher code and pay you more money than if you just kind of force them to get started when they weren't ready. So I ask them for referrals. If they get someone that wants to come in, great. If not, I'm just going to follow up with them later on. And, you know, I'm excited about the people now that are telling me no, because when I promote to national, all those people will be right back on my list, and I'll be calling them, and I guarantee you some of them will be joining in my national code instead of my executive code and pay me even more money. So that's the exciting thing. You know, when someone tells you no, it's not no, I'm not going to join Ambit Energy. It's really no, I'm not ready right now. And then you just follow up with them later on.
You know, I've got an example. Yesterday this happened. So I had a consultant that at some point in the last 2 years signed her up. And her husband got all bent out of shape for whatever reason. I don't really know. It was just a weird deal. And so never did anything, sat on the sideline and turned off the websites, never did anything. Then I was talking to her husband literally like Monday of this week, or Tuesday maybe it was, and I started talking to him. Well, lo and behold, he had fallen off a ladder, and he was an outdoor painter. I mean, he was a professional, you know, painter. And he had hurt his back, and he was a little bit older, and he's like, you know what? I don't know that I want to kind of continue down this path. And he's like, hey, man, how's that Ambit thing working out for you? Well, of course, you know, we just came out of Ambition. There's some great bonuses, and, you know, I've already done some pretty significant things in just the last few days. And I was like, man, it's going fantastic. I'm going to make a ton of money this month, and it's working out great. And he's like, really? So he actually asked me to tell him a little bit more about it. So I went through the process with him, got him enrolled. He's already sent over five people to do the presentation with, to kind of get that set up as he's learning. And it was all about timing, because a couple years ago he was literally upset with his wife for you know, taking advantage of the opportunity. And then just with a little bit of time and seeing the success that I had, it opened his eyes. And so you're right, you've got to treat people with respect and dignity, even if they don't want to be part of the business right now or they don't get it right now. And just stay in touch with them, friendly. And then at some point, it's not no, never. A lot of times it's just no, not right now. And the timing's not right. So that's a great great point you brought up there. It really, really is. And I love the part also about, you know, you gotta find a need, you gotta build belief with the people once they get going. And then you gotta give them something to lose, you know, for those ones that maybe haven't said yes just yet, but maybe they gave you a couple referrals. So those are all great nuggets. And guys, as I say often on this podcast, if you're listening to this when you're driving down the road, that's great. You're absorbing information. I'm not wanting you to, you know, make notes on your phone or anything. But I highly recommend that if you can, listen to this while you're sitting at a desk. Have a piece of paper and a pen out. Write down some of the nuggets that you're taking away so you can go apply them to your business. Because we're not doing this just so you can listen to it and John, oh, John, great job. And you pat him on the back next time you see him. We're trying to help you grow your business and get better at what you're doing with Ambit Energy and do things that are applicable, and you can, you know, apply them to your business right now and make some money and help others do the same thing. So make sure and take these notes and then find ways to go out and apply them to your business. So you talked about mentoring. You talked about Chris and Steve and rubbing elbows with those guys, and that's fantastic. Are there anyone else that maybe has mentored you over the years? And it doesn't even have to be Ambit specific, but have you ever had another mentor in life, or is it really something that's come about just since you've been part of Ambit?
Well, I gotta say, I didn't realize it at the time, but I think of course my first mentor was my mom, and she kind of brought me up believing that, hey, you'll never make any real money. I come from a family of business owners, and she told me from a very young age, you're never going to make any real money working for somebody else. You've got to figure out a way to start a business where you're the one making all the profit and you're kind of leveraging other people. So she was kind of my first mentor. Of course, I would never admit it during my teenage years. And that's probably the first time I've ever said it out loud. But and then just, you know, as I started going through and started in construction, my father was in construction, and so he kind of mentored me through the whole construction process. And my grandfather was probably one of the most giving people alive. So he kind of taught me how to help people. So it started with the family. And then as I kind of ventured out and got to meet more people, I tried to always associate myself with people that were more successful than me. And through that process, kind of latched on to everything they were doing. And at the time, I was also reading personal development books, and I started to notice the successful people were doing the things that the books were talking about. And I don't know if they had read those same books or not, but I was starting to notice it, and that kind of also got me more excited to do more personal development. And the more I paid attention, the more I seen successful people doing it. So anytime I had an opportunity to latch on to a successful person and learn what they were doing, I did it. And then it got amplified here in Ambit Energy because the mentors are so willing to give. And now I just want to clarify, Steve Thompson, Chris Atkinson, Jim and Julie, Tim Ollinger, none of those people ever made a penny off of me through Ambit Energy. We're not coded to them at all, and they're still giving freely of the information and doing everything they could do to help us and our team be successful. So it's just, I think it's a culture in Ambit Energy. It's just everybody's helping everybody. Chris Atkinson's taglines, people helping people, and I really agree with that, and I think it's what gives the average person the ability to get into Ambit Energy and do something that's well above average.
You know, that's powerful, and I agree with you. It is the culture, and that is not a culture, from what I understand, in other network marketing companies. A matter of fact, it's like other companies discourage it for some reason. But again, that's what my wife was talking about. She goes, it is like a family. Everybody's like, they're hugging each other. Like, they really genuinely like to see each other, and it's like a family reunion. And they all are you know, excited to see each other, even if they're not, you know, in each other's pay line or getting paid. So that's very, very powerful, and something that we really have that's different than so many others. Now, whenever we talked a little bit about the invitation, now let's talk about the presentation. Do you use any special tools for that? Do you use the corporate video? What does that look like for you and your team?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's a great question. And I love the corporate video. I love the new 6-minute video, and I'll usually show the 6-minute video along with the compensation video, and then I tell them we've got some more information, but these two will give you pretty much enough information to know if it's worth you spending any more time with us or not. So usually I use those two. I'm also a big fan of Energy Gold Rush, and I've been a member of Energy Gold Rush almost since I started with Ambit Energy, and I like that because it's some consultants that they're going to meet. You know, you got Steve Thompson, Tony Procopio, and all the other great leaders that are in Ambit Energy, and they can see them in the video, and then they can go to Ambition or Simulcast and actually meet them in person. The thing with Energy Gold Rush, it's an additional cost for people, so I don't push anybody towards that. It's just kind of an added benefit if somebody wants to take advantage of it. But it's always a video. Never, ever do I do the PowerPoint presentation. Never do I put myself at the center. I always take out a magazine, show whoever I'm going to do the three-way call if they're in the magazine, or point out the millionaires that we have in the business, and then I'll just press play. Very simple. I let them know that as soon as this video is over, I've got my business partner who's been helping me available to answer any of our questions. Yeah, press play for the video, and as soon as it's over, I move them right into the three-way call. And you know, right when it's over, I say, hey, does that make sense to you? And they always say yes. And then I say, hey, you know what? Are you ready to get started? We can get you enrolled right now. Start taking advantage. I'm a big, believe it or not, I'm a big conservative up here in the Northeast. There's not many of us. But so I'm a big not having to pay too many taxes. So I say to them right up front, we can get you started today, and you can start taking advantage of all those tax advantages of being a business owner. And, you know, then that starts to invoke questions. They'll start to say, well, I like you, but I got a question. That's when I say, great, I knew you would. I told you I got my business partner ready. Let's get him on the phone. He can answer all of our questions. And I always say our questions because I don't want him to think I'm putting him on the spot. And if he says, no, and then I might say something like, well, I want to hear how he can answer the question, or, you know what, I might have a question too. Let's just get him on the phone. He's not going to hard sell you, push you. He's just there to give information. He's been helping me. He's a great guy. And, you know, try to take the pressure off that way. And then I do the three-way call, and then I just let that person validate the opportunity, answer questions, and that sort of thing.
You know, I like that. I want to spend just a couple of minutes on that, because I picked up some really great information over the years from Regina Gayle and Joey Carter. But what I found is if you start asking too many questions of that prospect, when the leader gets on the phone, or the validator, if you will, it's kind of the same questions that they are going to ask. So I like that part where you set it up initially when you're talking to them. You're saying, hey, we're going to watch a video, and then I've got one of my business partners that's going to be able to answer some of our questions when we wrap up. So you've kind of prepared them for it, and it's a situation where they're not, you know, like caught off guard by that. And then, you know, the two questions that you said you asked was, did you see how this makes sense, and does that mean you're ready to get started? Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly. And I took that right out of the Jumpstart training presentation that we do every week before our business presentation.
Very good. Very good. Well, and speaking of that, guys, you know, if you're listening to this right now, obviously you're investing in your business because you've taken, you know, time out of your day in addition to the business presentations and the other things that you go to. But in the market that you're in, whatever trainings are available to you, make sure that you're tuning into those. And I know it's an investment of your time and a little bit of money probably as well. But guys, it's so important to get around other successful people that are making it happen and pick their brains and figure out what other people are doing to be successful. I highly encourage that. And, you know, what John's saying is they've got a jumpstart training before their business presentation every single week. And we do that here in the Dallas market at our McKinney meeting. And it's great to see other leaders doing that, because these, you know, the way I kind of use the analogy is when these new marketing consultants come in, they're like little baby birds in the nest, and they're just kind of opening their mouths, you know, wanting mama to feed them. You know, they don't know how to do it on their own yet. And if you're not helping them and training them, you know, when you sponsor someone, you have a responsibility to that new marketing consultant. They made an investment of $100, and, you know, it's not like they're going to buy, you know, spending $1 million or $100,000 on a franchise, but $100 is $100. And you've got a responsibility to them to help them get up and running and help them make their first $100 by getting their first two or three customers. And so it's very, you know, very, very important to do that. But that's, again, this is just great, great information. I love the nuggets that I'm picking up, and I love this training, and I'm so, you know, so appreciative of the folks that are doing it. Because I pick up stuff every single time that I'm doing the interviewing, and it just really helps out my business as well. So as we kind of start kind of wrapping up and kind of getting to the end of the show, let's talk about a little bit just about, you know, kind of personally. I mean, you're a hard-charging, hard-working, you know, direct, get-it-done kind of guy. But when you want to kind of unplug and relax a little bit, and that's part of what you got to do in this world so you don't burn out, you know, what do you do to recharge?
Oh, that's a great question, and I kind of alluded to it earlier, but I love to do some traveling, and we always try to travel where Ambit Energy operates, so we could be meeting new people, prospecting new people. So even though I'm kind of kicking back and relaxing, I've always got Ambit Energy on my mind, and I'm always interviewing people, talking to them, and asking questions, and seeing if there'd be a good spot for Ambit Energy in their lives. But I love motorcycle riding. Matter of fact, I'm in Connecticut. We're going to head over to Long Island this weekend with the motorcycle, take a ferry across, spend the weekend out there. We're going to do a couple of wine tastings, go to a couple of wineries, and all along we'll be meeting people and talking to them and seeing if Ambit Energy's a fit. I love to, you know, be on the water and boating. I've got my captain's license. Do a lot of fun stuff, do some skiing in the winter, snowmobiling when I can. And just for me right now, I try to mix business with pleasure, try to go out and have fun and meet people in different ways and making sure I'm having fun doing it. So traveling's been good. And like I say, motorcycle riding and doing whatever I could do to kind of unwind, but I'm always got Ambit Energy on my mind, and I'm always, you know, trying to meet people and just have a conversation with them. A lot of times it's nothing more than just getting their phone number and following up with them later on. But that's kind of been my fun for the years, going out and meeting new people.
You know, not that I'm a CPA, nor I don't think John is, but bottom line is, there are some tax advantages of being a business owner. And, you know, if you're traveling and doing business in Ambit markets and you happen to be, you know, having a little bit of fun while you're there, I think there's some potential opportunities for you with tax deductions and other stuff. Now, obviously, you want to get with your CPA for more details on that, but I think it's interesting, because on my vision board, I've got a trip to New Hampshire and Maine. My wife wants to see the seasonal changes that occur here in the fall, and we've never been in the Northeast, and so it just happens to be that we've got a couple markets up there, so I've got that on my schedule as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And that's one of the best parts of the business. You're out there traveling, having fun, meeting people. But because of the way the laws are set up in this country, we get some good tax advantages for doing it. And it makes the trips much more affordable, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. So let's talk about what an average day looks like for you now. So I know you told me earlier that you used to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. You would grind it out all day long. Then you would get home and do whatever you had to do until like about midnight. So what does a day look like for you now after you've been in Ambit for 4.5 years?
Yeah, great question. So I still try to get up relatively early. I still try to be up by 7, still try to get out and do something productive around the house. I got a small house, but I got a big yard. I love to be outside working in the yard. So I'm always trying to do something productive outside to make the yard better or whatever. But, I usually try to be back in making my first phone call of the day by 10 o'clock, because I found through practice that if I don't get on the phone early during the day, I always find something else to do, and I don't get on the phone. I'll tell you, I've been in this 4.5 years. I still don't like making phone calls, but I make myself do it because I know that's the only way to build a massive sales and marketing organization is just to get on the phone and invite people to take a look. So I still try to make my first phone call. Sometimes it's not invitation phone calls. Sometimes it's phone calls to teammates, pushing a training or getting them registered for simulcast and ambition. But I try to get on the phone, make my first phone call by 10 o'clock and get that as part of my habit. And then what happens is as I made one or two phone calls, then I just kind of keep making phone calls. And then usually we've got something going on in the afternoon, a training, a meeting, something like that, getting together for in-homes, that sort of thing. And usually try to wrap up. I can't tell you the last time I stayed up till midnight other than the ambition. Usually I'm done much earlier, or I'm having fun with some friends and that sort of thing. But entirely different. I still work. I still love to work, get out there and do stuff, but I'm certainly not putting in the hours I used to. And the hours that I put in, you know, the hours in the construction business are good and make a lot of money, but when you finish a job, you get paid for that job once, you never get paid again. Here with Ambit Energy, we put a consultant in, and they put in consultant after consultant after consultant. It's, you do the work once, but you're getting paid for it over and over again. And to go back, you had mentioned family being in the business. And I'll tell you, my mom's a fast-track regional consultant. My brother's a senior consultant. I have a twin brother, so you might have seen two of me walking around the ambition. But a twin brother who's a senior consultant, he was the second person I put into the business. And that's still about half of my total organization is under him. And so it's truly a family affair. But, you know, we get to travel and work together, so we have a lot of fun doing it for sure.
Man, that really is great. And, you know, one of the slides in the why in the first part of the presentation talks about you might want to spend, you know, more time with your family. And some people take it to the fullest degree and have their family in the business and are actually doing business with them. And it does allow them to do that. So that's really, really some great stuff. So how much sleep would you say that you get per night?
I'm going to say 6 hours, 7 hours.
Okay.
There's an occasional time where we'll sleep a little late in the morning. Just to share with you, the last 2 days I slept till 8:30, still tired from the ambition. We didn't get much sleep at the ambition. We were up late every night with our teams, and then up early at the convention center, and then at the American Airlines Arena, making sure that we got everybody together and took pictures with the leaders and that sort of thing before the events got rolling. So we didn't get much sleep down there. So I've been able to sleep a little later the last couple of days. And tomorrow morning, we've got to be on a ferry at 10:30, so I won't get much sleep tomorrow either. But sure beats getting up, you'll have some fun like that, than it does getting up to go to work.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. So as we've got the absolute wrap-up here, we've got a couple more questions. But let's just say that you've got a, you know, maybe some advice that you would want to give and to these three scenarios. One being a prospective consultant that's maybe considering joining the team. You've showed them the presentation. They're not out. They're not saying that they don't want to do it, but they haven't really committed, and they kind of give you the, oh, I want to think about it or talk to whoever. What kind of advice would you give that person?
Well, the first thing I do is try to find out why. And I just simply ask them, what is it that's preventing you from getting started tonight? And let them answer. So I just ask them the questions. And from that point, you'll usually give you an answer. It's money, it's time, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if it'll work. I got to talk to my wife, whatever the excuse is. And then, you know, I try to invite them. If they've seen it through a video, I try to revalidate the opportunity, get them to another exposure, and let them see Ambit Energy at a live business presentation. And I, the way I do that is I'll tell them about it. I'll say, you know what, we've got a live presentation coming up here. You'll see it's basically the same thing you saw in the video, but in a lot more detail. But more importantly is I want you to meet other people that have been successful in the business. And I'll give you an example. Last night we had brand new $1 million earner executive consultant Kirk Horan. I'll try to promote one of the leaders that I know is going to be there. Hey, we've got a guy who just made $1 million in the business. He's going to be at the meeting. It's the first time he's been here, and I don't know if he'll ever come back. But I want you to at least come meet him, at least hear his story. And I'll tell him, you owe it to yourself to spend an hour of your time just to see for real if this thing's going to work for you. And then, at that point, if they agree to go, great, I'll say, I'll pick you up. If they say, let me see what's going on. As I'm leaving, I'll stop. I'll start to walk, and I'll stop, and I'll turn around, and I'll just say to them, hey, you know what? By not getting there this week could be the biggest financial mistake of your life. and then I'll walk out the door. And you got to give them something to lose. People will take action more out of fear of loss than they will to gain something. So if you give them something to lose, you got a better shot of them showing up. And I always encourage people, if you can pick up the prospect and bring them to the meeting. We found after 10 years in Ambit Energy, 100% of the people that are sitting in the passenger seat actually make it to the meeting. So if you don't pick them up, there's a chance that they might not show up. And you want to get them there. So spend the extra time, pick them up. You'll prove to them how important it is to you, and then you'll have them in the seat and you'll get them for the meeting.
That is great advice. I've heard people talk about some different things, but actually going and picking them up, that is, obviously you have a captive audience, literally. So that's pretty interesting. So I love that. Now, let's just say you've got a new marketing consultant that's joined in the past 7 to 10 days, but for whatever reason, they seemed like they were really going to like just light it up, and then something happened. I don't know, maybe somebody got in their ear, a little life happened, they got busy, but they just haven't taken off. They're a couple days, 7 to 10 days in the business, but they're really not doing much. What do you say to that person?
Yeah, that's great. And the biggest thing is to find out what happened. And a lot of times they won't tell you. A lot of times they're just going to tell you, well, I haven't had time, or you know what, maybe I should have waited, maybe I jumped in too soon. And what it usually is usually they talk to someone. And so the first thing that we do when we enroll a new consultant is we tell them, you know what, do yourself a favor, don't talk to anyone until we walk you through a little bit of training. And my goal when we sponsor somebody new is to, within 24 hours, get back together with them. So I ask them to watch Jumpstart Training in Power Zone, and then I try to schedule an appointment 24, 48 hours at the most, to get back together with them. I talk to them a little bit about building a list, tell them to put 20, 30 names on a list. And then I say, we'll get back together and I'll show you what we're going to do with the list. What's the next step? So my goal is to get back together with them and actually help them make those first invitation phone calls. So by doing that, if something happens and somebody starts talking to them, I'm right there. So what I do, I get back together with them. If they didn't watch the Jumpstart Training, I immediately go right into Power Zone and I go to the number 205 video called the invitation. We don't even watch Jumpstart. I want them to learn how to invite, because we're going to start inviting. If they've made the list, great. If not, we'll put 10 or 15 names on a list and then we'll start calling. And the exciting thing is a lot of people are nervous to make a call. So I'll have my list with me. So usually I'll make a phone call first and I let them know I'm 4.5 years and I'm all the way through my hot market. So my phone call will be a little bit different than how you're going to do it, but you at least get to hear a phone call. So we'll do a little role-playing if they want to, get them a little more comfortable, and then we just start dialing and reaching out to people. And I tell them, look, if they start asking you hard questions or something's not going right, you can just say, hey, the guy that's mentoring me, training, he's right here. Let me put him on the phone, and then I'll take over. And what I'll tell you, I've only had to do that one time because they were confident enough with me sitting there. I'll tell you, there's been a couple of times where people weren't really sure about making phone calls in front of me. So I was just, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. Why don't you make the first phone call while I'm in the bathroom? So you give them a little bit of space so they can make the phone call so it doesn't feel like I'm listening. But I always tell them, look, I'm here to coach you. And just imagine if you were in Little League or your kids were in Little League, and we never let the coaches watch the kids play baseball, but they're supposed to help them be better. I have to watch you if I'm going to coach you. So I kind of give them a little pep talk and then walk them through it. So if after that, hopefully we got some action, hopefully we got them to get, once somebody gets a customer or two or a consultant or two, it's easier for them to get that first no. So if we're with them and they're getting that no, it's easier to handle that with them. But even after 7 to 10 days, I'll call them. And after, three or four phone calls, if they don't call me back, I just call them and I say, hey, look, I wanted to help you with Ambit Energy. If I found out the reason why, I'd let them know, hey, you wanted to do this for your kids, and I think your kids still deserve it. But if not, that's okay. Or if you found something better, that's okay. But I'm not going to call you anymore. If you ever want to build this business, you have my number. I will always be here to help you, and good luck to you. And I let them go. So like I said, we've only got so much time in the day, and if we focus on the people that want to build the business, we'll have a lot more success than if we try chasing after all the people that aren't really interested, or thought it was going to be a get rich quick, or thought it was going to be easier than it was, or some people get started, they think they're going to sign up their Uncle Bob and retire, And then Uncle Bob says no, and now they don't think they have a future with Ambit Energy. So I just work with the people that want to build it.
You know, that's great, great things to run through. And that's what we're trying to do with this show, is to let people know the scenarios and how you get through them and how you, you know, you persevere through all those things. So the last one is maybe a consultant that's hit a slump. And I think you've kind of covered that. It's probably some of the same advice of getting them back involved and going to a meeting or, you know, going over their why and those kinds of things. But is there anything else that you might add to a relatively experienced consultant? Maybe they're an RC or an SC that a year or so into it, for whatever reason, they just kind of hit a slump, or maybe they have a legitimate life situation that comes up that just puts them out of commission for a little while, but an appropriate time has passed and they just haven't gotten back going again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got story after story in my business where that's happened. And I'll just share with you a story. I sponsored a guy who sponsored a guy who sponsored someone who was extremely successful in product-based network marketing, you know, made a lot of money, and it was during the downtime of the housing market. He made a lot of money with another company, and that's really what kept his house, was network marketing during a bad time with building. And he had left that company and was back to his professional business, got him started. He put five people in his business right away, needed one more to get the regional consultant, and then got back to his traditional business and kind of left the Ambit Energy aside. I didn't know him before Ambit Energy, but through helping him through that process that we just talked about, get his first few people, I got to know him. And he rode motorcycles. I like to ride motorcycles. We had a big training. We had $1 million earner, now national consultant, then executive consultant, Nir Golan, coming to Connecticut to do a training. So I deliberately called him, invited him to go out for a motorcycle ride one night. And it happened to be the night we were having a conference call. So we got on the conference call with him. He listened in. And then I let him know that Nir Golan was coming up to do a training. And I did just like I said. I said to him, his name's Nick Delara, senior consultant. And I said, Nick, if you don't get to this training, it could be the biggest financial mistake you ever made. And then I left his house. He called me the next day and said, what do I got to do to get to the training? And he was a marketing consultant at that time. 60 days later, he was a senior consultant and the first senior consultant in my senior consultant code. And he now has two people that he personally sponsored as a senior consultant, and I think two additional senior consultants on their teams, and all because I followed up with them to let them know that there's something coming, and I gave him something to lose by not being there. And his team is what promoted me to executive consultant. Three of the five seniors came from that team. Man. So you never let anybody yell, but I didn't chase him for that year and a half that he was sitting out. I just let him know when the big events were coming.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff, and it goes to show you that's what propelled you to executive. And you know, recently promoted executive myself, and I will assure you that the money is pretty decent, especially with, you know, the different promotions and different things that go on from time to time at executive consultant. And had you let that guy just shrivel up on the vine and not stay in some kind of communication with him, who knows what the situation would be? So congrats on that. That's really a great accomplishment. So, you know, that basically wraps up, you know, the majority of the show. The questions I have, is there anything else maybe that you'd like to add to the show this afternoon?
No, I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule. You know, I only carved an hour out of my time, but you've carved several hours out of your time to interview people, and you're bringing a lot of value to the consultants in Ambit Energy. The information that you're getting is really nice. People get an opportunity to really get deep into what it takes to be successful with the Ambit Energy. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for everything you do. And I don't think I had a chance to congratulate you on your promotion to executive. So you deserve congratulations. You know what it takes to get there, and happy to have you sharing the information with everybody else out there.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, I truly believe in my heart that at the beginning of this year of 2016, when we started this Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, the goal was to do 50 interviews. There would be an intro the first week, 50 interviews, and then a closeout interview at the end, and that would be for 2016, and we'll see, you know, what happens after that. But the reality is that the nuggets of information that I have gotten have exploded my business and enabled me to promote to executive. And it does take, you know, quite a bit of activity to get promoted. As you mentioned, you know, it takes five senior consultants. And so I know that I could not have gotten there as quickly as I did without all of the content that was provided to me by the top leaders and the folks that invested in Ambit Nation to just, you know, just to give back to others and tell them what they've done to be successful. So I am so appreciative of your time, and I'm glad that we're able to assemble this and others are able to get great information out of it. It really makes a huge difference. And with that being said, guys, remember, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you cannot make both. So go out there and be ambitious.
You've been listening to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by the Ambitious Radio Network and hosted by serial entrepreneur Doug Parker. Join us weekly as we have engaging conversations with Ambit leaders on topics that can be applied to your business immediately after listening. Like what you've heard? Listen to other interviews at ambitiousradio.com or subscribe on iTunes.